MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 869 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Tuesday, another day here in the arena, and another day for Gambler's Holiday. Of course, if you're looking for the slowest time of year, it is right now. All we have going on pretty much is the MLB All-Star break, but we made the most of it last night, guys. Remember we had yesterday's pod and we were saying, hey, not much in terms of getting down on, but let's try to be selective. Let's, you know, avoid kind of a coin flip or a crapshoot when it comes to the home run derby. I feel like for years and years, I would always pick one player and he would never, ever win. It's almost like, you know, Kentucky Derby, picking the horse and never comes through for you. So I said, this year I'm taking a different approach. Instead of, you know, just picking a guy and crossing my fingers and hoping I get lucky. By the way, if you had Vlad Guerrero Jr., congrats. Continues the kind of my point here that someone you didn't expect always ends up winning it. But we said, hey, let's scour the market. Almost our approach when it came to betting the NFL draft or NHL draft or any of the drafts in particular, instead of, you know, the big obvious, you know, who's going to go one or two, look down the list and look for some liability and build a case. And we built a great case last night, guys. We had a huge win, 1-0 with our bet here. Remember, it was the longest home run, taking the under. We built a case to take that under in terms of, number one, kind of a contrarian play. Obviously, when it comes to the kind of the MLB All-Star break, you have a lot of, you know, public bettors sweating for action. And what are they going to want to do? They're going to want to bet overs. They're going to want to bet, you know, obviously, long ball. Chicks dig the long ball. You want to see a long home run. But what we noticed with the longest home run odds is that they're really juiced up under. So you're either 1-0 plus 0.69 units if you got access to the 490.5 under at minus 145. But then also it ranged all the way down to 485.5. So you may have gotten a, you know, under 485.5 at minus 110. So that would have put you up 1-0 plus 0.91 units. So either way, I'm proud of us, guys. You know, we made chicken salad out of chicken bleep, not much to choose from, and we avoided the pitfalls of a coin flip in terms of who's going to win it. And we built a case for, again, the ballpark factor, the ball doesn't travel, and then, of course, really juiced up under, going contrarian. And I believe the longest home run was 484 feet, I believe, from Luis Robert. And I actually got nervous because I was watching The Bachelor with the fiance. The wedding's coming up close here, so we got to do a lot of wedding work. We have these working hangouts now where we got to figure out, you know, the catering and all the last-minute details. But I was basically tracking on Twitter because we were doing all these different things for the wedding, and someone got me nervous. They were like, oh, someone hit a 495-foot bomb. I'm like, oh, that's good. We lost that one. But actually, it was a 484-foot bomb. So luckily, we were able to escape that one with a win. But I'm just proud of us for not having much to get down on and picking the right one. It's almost like when we were at the Encore for my bachelor party, when we kept hitting black, kept landing on black. We avoided the pitfalls. We got a big winner last night. So going to try to continue that here tonight, guys. Again, It's a sports bettor's holiday. This is when you take vacation, you clear your head. Maybe you wait until baseball comes back or even football comes back. But I'm proud of us for getting a winner there to pad our bankroll a little bit. More money to play with tonight and more money to play with moving into the second half of the MLB season. So for today's pod, I have one more bet for you. There's actually, we're going to stick with the play from yesterday, if you remember what that was in terms of the total here. The side is very interesting for the All-Star game, of course, is what I'm talking about, because we're seeing continued movement toward one team, which was in the direction of the early move here. So I'm very, very interested in maybe playing the side, but then I'm also going to get into some historical results here that would give you a little bit of caution here. But I do have one bet. It's going to be a short pod, one bet here on the All-Star game, seeing if we can maybe go 2-0 with our All-Star break here, which would be nice to give us some momentum going into the second half. But before we do, real quick, as always, housekeeping. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. I always mention it, but it's really important because it's a great way to wake up, get your brain thinking about betting. What are the big games that day? What are the big matchups? What's the team at VSiN focusing on? So all you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit, and boom, it literally will take you 5 seconds. And then moving forward, you'll get that email to your inbox. When you're making your coffee, you'll get a little email from us, says from Bill at VSiN, and it's going to let you know, again, everything going on in the market that day, links to all of our articles, promos for legal sports books. Again, I don't need to tell you how important it is to shop for the best line. Obviously, our under, you know, whatever number you got in the under home run cash, but you would have been really nervous if it landed, you know, 485 and or 486, 487. You had under 485 and a half. So it's so important to shop for the best line. But you will get those promos for legal sports books, links to all of our pods, links to my Sharp Report every day. A great way to get yourself thinking about betting. And also, we're going to keep you plugged into what's going on, not only in the sports betting market on a daily basis, but also in Vegas and, in particular, at VSiN. So today's newsletter led off with a lot of All-Star game insights. You also have this really interesting, not interesting, kind of, I don't even know what I want to call it, this gambling scandal at the University of Alabama. SI's Pat Ford went on Follow the Money yesterday, where one of the coaches walked into a I forget which sports book it was, and bet $100,000 on a college baseball game. It raised a lot of concern. So I don't know what's going on there, why you think you would get away with that, but I thought that was an interesting take. And then also there's another kind of scandal going on. Pat Fitzgerald with Northwestern with the hazing, and Brent Musburger and Bill Adee were texting back and forth if the coach would survive, and he did not. And then another coaching scandal, which we didn't even talk about, is Bob Huggins, who apparently – you know, said some terrible things, and then he resigned, and then he said he didn't resign. So there's all kinds of stuff going on in college sports right now. Again, and we'll continue to keep you updated with all of that. But you'll get all that info first, waking up in the morning, just VSiN.com/newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, we'd love for you to become a VSiN All Access Pro member. We have our best promotion of the year right now, our biggest discount. It's called the NFL Early Bird Special, but it's all sports included. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/subscribe, sign up. It's $175 up front. You got to bite the bullet and pay the $175, but it's a great value play. You'll be glad once you pay it, because then you'll have no payments all the way through February 11th of 2024. So it's going to cover you with everything we offer at VSiN. Links to all, it'll get you all the best bet picks sent directly from your sent directly to your inbox every morning and multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and the hosts at VSiN. Also a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, as well as those great DraftKings percentages and all of our betting guides. So give it a shot. If you like VSiN, you like the pod, you want to get locked into the biggest discount for the entire football season, summer into fall into winter, then take advantage of this early bird special. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged in to a real-time market, constantly moving, changing, and evolving. We need to be the first to know, not the last, about things that could affect our bet. So breaking news, breaking injuries, following local beat reporters, creating a gambling community, you know, of course, being able to DM other bettors and getting, you know, MLB lineups coming out, starting pitchers getting scratched. Don't get me started with NBA load management, even though NBA is far off. But Twitter is where you get the info first, and you can hopefully act on that before the odds makers adjust. So make sure you follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. So with that being said, it's going to be a short pod here today, guys, because I was kind of scratching and clawing. I was trying to add maybe a couple more NFL win totals or futures bets, but nothing really caught my eye. So I'm going to let those simmer a little bit. There are also a couple of WNBA games here tonight, but to be honest with you guys, I was pumped about WNBA. I think I've gone 1-3, 1-4, something not great. And I kind of lost my my luster with WNBA. So I said, you know what? You know, let's focus on the All-Star game. This is going to be our one play today, guys. I got to bet on the All-Star game tonight. So without further ado, let's dive right in here. Let's see if we can finish off the All-Star break 2-0 as we steam into the second half of the MLB season. Wouldn't that be nice? But anyway, let's set the stage here. Obviously, it's the Midsummer Classic. Always love betting on the All-Star game because there are a couple things you can focus on. Number one, looking at historical data and then applying that to what the present day data is doing. And to me, this is kind of the approach that I take in terms of all sports betting. It's, you know, I want to focus on, okay, what's the market telling me today? Where's the smart money going? Where are my system matches? And digging into the past, does that also overlap with kind of what we've seen historically? And if you can combine kind of the past with the present, you know, that's giving you more confidence to hopefully predict the present or the future for your bets here. So in terms of the All-Star game here today, it will be played at the T-Mobile Stadium, home of the Seattle Mariners. Used to be Safeco, of course. We'll kind of break it down like we usually do, and then I'll give you kind of some insights into why this game is different. Obviously, it's an exhibition. It's no longer, you know, the winning team gets home field in the World Series. But the American League here, they're going to go with righty Gerrit Cole of the Yankees, 9-2, 2.85 ERA. Meanwhile, the NL is going with righty Zach Gallen, who's been great, 11-3, 3.04 ERA for the D-backs. So what have we seen? Let's start with the present day, what the market is doing. Now, we kind of alluded to this, or I wrote about this in the Sharp Report for this morning, and it's continuing to go in the direction that I was leaning. So, spoiler here, the National League, if you're making a bet tonight, to me is the sharp play. This game actually opened with the American League listed as high as a minus 120 home favorite, the NL, a little bit of plus money, plus 105. And as of this morning, it's like the timing is crazy, whether it was late night, early morning, your boy doesn't sleep over here. But I want to say it was maybe 5 a.m. At 5 a.m., we had seen this line creep down toward a pick 'em, basically. So you open with the American League around minus 120. At the time when I released the Sharp Report here, it had gotten down to basically AL minus 110, NL around minus 105. So it's like, okay, short opener here. Or a short favorite to open with the AL. Now we're down to a pick 'em. You know, would there be any buyback on the AL? Because historically, the American League has dominated the All-Star game. They've gone 9-0 in the last nine matchups. They're 21-4 in the last 25 matchups. So on the one hand, this was kind of a tough play for me because the present day data says take the National League. They're getting 63% of bets, 70% of the money. The line is moving in their favor. You're now matching big steam here because, you know, you're actually seeing the NL flip now to minus 110, minus 115. So the line is really, really steaming toward the NL. We're basically now, it took a little, you know, late morning, early afternoon, continued movement to flip the NL from a dog to a favorite. So you guys know me. I love dog to fave line moves. Always love it when you can, you know, open up as a, you know, kind of a dog and see the line flip in your favor. It just tells me that it took a lot of respected money to flip who that favorite is, the favorite designation. So again, I was kind of leaning, saying to myself, hey, you know, the National League's taking in some respected money. They have a line move. They have a pretty good bet split, modest public support, but also heavy sharp action. But what I kept getting hung up on is that the American League dominates this series. The NL also, if you're looking to bet the NL, you know, they have done well in interleague play. I know it's kind of an inexact science, but in interleague play this year, which typically the American League always wins, the NL has the edge. They are 217 and 193, 53%. Nothing crazy, but they've been better going head-to-head. Also in the American League, they're going to be out two of the biggest players, Mike Trout of the Angels, of course, Aaron Judge of the Yankees. So to me, guys, if you're betting the side, it's got to be the National League. The only reason why you would bet the AL is just that they've historically dominated this game, so you're kind of expecting the same thing to happen. But you got to remember, all the wise guys know that, and they know a million other factors. The pros know that the American League dominates this game. They know the AL's 9-0 the last nine. They know the AL is 21-4 the last 25. So even though they know all that, they keep hitting the National League, causing this line to move in favor of the NL. So really, we flip dog to favorite. Sharp money is on the National League here. So if you're betting this game tonight, it's got to be the National League for me. Now, I'm in a tough position, or just in terms of my personal style of betting, I don't love having two bets on both the side and the total of the same game. You know, you can walk the tightrope. You could get both. You know, the NL, and I'll give you my play in a second. It's the under 7.5. Make sure you get the hook. But, you know, NL could win, you know, 4-1. And it's like, hey, you know, the sharp under is going to hit, which we'll talk about in a second, or hope it will. And the line move to the NL hits as well. But also, you could go 1-1, you eat the juice. You could go 0-2 and turn one loss unit into two. I'm just not a big fan of having bets on both the side and the total. To me, I try to say, okay, what's my biggest, strongest edge here? So if you're playing the side, this is not good. I'm not playing it. This is not my official bet. My official bet is under 7.5. But if you're playing the side, to me, it's got to be the National League. Again, you're worried about the AL dominating this matchup, but all line movement liability, good bet split, good sharp dog to fave line move is on the National League. So the NL is taking in the sharp action here tonight. But what I'm going to do is I'm going under 7.5. To me, this one jumped out to me as soon as this line opened. It's only been pretty much solidified here over the last day or since we mentioned it on yesterday's pod. I had a little bit of a kind of a preview saying, hey, you know, under's most likely going to be my bet for tomorrow night, or definitely will be. So I got under 7.5. So the reason why I like the under and why I like it more and lean more to the under than I do the NL, like the NL sharp movement is screaming out to me, dog to fave line move. NL's taking the smart money. But then I'm hung up on the AL dominating this matchup. The beauty of the total, guys, why I'm on the under 7.5 and I'm picking it over the side, is that we have a ton of smart money and sharp action liability to the under. And so that's the present day data. And historically, the under does very well in this game with a really good kind of theory behind it. So let's talk about the current day data and then why the under is a smart bet historically in the All-Star game. Number one is just massive juice liability toward this under. The total in this game open at 7.5. The public says that line is way too low. We got a lot of great hitters, so you got to go way over this number. So currently around 70% of bets are taking the over. However, despite 70% of bets on the over, what's happening with the total? It stayed right where it's at, open 7.5, still 7.5. So why hasn't it gone up to 8 if all this heavy betting is on the over? And then also, look at the juice toward the total, 7.5. 7.5 is really juiced up under minus 120. I see some books minus 125. I see a minus 130. And I see a lot of books actually down to 7 here. So mentioned it yesterday, the hook is really important here. If it's a 4-3 game, you want to cash that under 7.5, not push the under 7. If it's a 6-1 game, you know, a 7-0 game, it's just really critical here. And maybe it won't matter. I'm hoping it doesn't. You know, we get a 3-2 game. Wouldn't that be nice? But as a bettor, you always want to be programmed to say, hey, I got to get the best number here. So the best number is the hook. I got under 7.5 at minus 120 yesterday, so I'm already holding that under in pocket. But reasons like the under, only 30% of bets are on the under, yet we're seeing this reverse line movement with the juice and the total actually falling toward the under. And also, only 30% bets, but 50% of the money is on the under. So as we're looking at those VSiN.com bet splits, always looking for low bets, higher dollars, and of course getting at least 10% more money than you're getting bets. It's not a, you know, a guarantee every time, but it's a good kind of ballpark, kind of obvious thing that, hey, you know, if you're getting 10% more money than bets, most likely those bets are coming from bigger, sharper wagers from respected bettors. The other angle here is the historic. So, okay, if we stick with today's factor, it's really juiced up under. It looks like it's getting down to 7. Really good sharp contrarian bet split. Also, you look at the ballpark factor, same as last night. It's a big pitcher's park. T-Mobile, the park factor is 93. Don't ask me how they come up with that, but it's some high advanced nerd analytic ranking the best and worst ballparks for offense. Basically, one of the worst here for offenses slash best for pitchers is T-Mobile, formerly Safeco. It's a 93 park factor. The average in Major League Baseball is 100. And you have like Fenway Park, Great American Ballpark, Coors, this is what I mentioned prior. Those are all well above 100. So it's a pitcher's park. Also, the weather isn't a huge factor, but it's going to be low 70s. Temperature is going to be nice, but the wind is blowing in a little bit. It's blowing in from left field about 5 to 10 miles per hour. So that's a good sign to the under. I'll take it. It's not a 20-mile-per-hour wind blowing in, but still, it's better than blowing out. But here's where it gets interesting, and here's where it gets good. Unlike the side here, where AL's dominated, but the sharp move here is to the NL, we have sharp money under, and we have seen historically the under's a smart bet. So if you go the last 15 All-Star games, the under is 12-1-2. It's absolutely dominated. And you got to think about when you see something like that, you got to ask yourself, okay, what's going on here? Is it just getting lucky, or is there, you know, something deeper that is kind of leading to all these low-scoring games? So the deeper angle here, why you see these low-scoring games, is kind of the format of the game. Because if you look at the way the All-Star game is handled, number one, it's an exhibition. There really aren't any stakes anymore. So kind of the, you know, go all out to get home field, you know, you don't really have that. But the other angle is just the way the managers manage the game. Pretty much you're going to have one pitcher go one inning, all nine innings. Unlike Pedro Martinez, 1999, who blew away everyone, I think he went two innings that game. You don't really have that anymore, especially with, you know, as sabermetrics take over baseball, you don't want your pitchers, you know, throwing too many pitches. You want to keep them, you know, fresh. So a lot of these managers don't want to see their best starting pitchers or best pitchers go too long anyway. So every pitcher is going one inning, and that's an advantage because the hitters are up against it. They don't really have – they can't get into a groove. You know, really you see hitters, their batting average goes up, you know, second and third time they face the same pitcher because they have some familiarity. They've seen him before. They've seen his curve. They've seen his fastball. They have more of an edge there because of the experience and the familiarity. When you're unfamiliar, it's a big advantage to the pitcher. So when you're rifling a new pitcher every inning and all these hitters have to deal with a new pitcher, big advantage for the defense and the pitching, bad disadvantage there for the offense. And then you have guys coming off the bench to pinch hit, which, again, these are all you know, all-stars. If you're an all-star, you're one of the best players or maybe the best player on your team. In this game, you're coming off the bench to pinch hit, which they typically never do. You're cold. It's kind of a tough spot there offensively as well. So you add it all up, guys. Historically, the under's been a great bet. We have wind blowing in. We have a pitcher's ballpark. We have a really juiced up under. The under's 12-1-2 the last 15. It's super juiced up, and we're getting a really, really good low bets, higher dollar bet split with some sharp reverse line movement to the under. Guys, I'm going under 7.5. I bet it yesterday under 7.5, minus 115. I think it was minus 120. Shop around. Again, you want to make sure you get the book with the hook. If you only have a book at 7 now, a lot of these 7s are 7 over minus 120. So wait it out. See if it naturally gets up to look with a 7.5. I would shop around and make sure you can get the hook there because, again, 4-3 game, 6-1 game, 7-0 game. Hopefully it doesn't get that high, but you want to cash with the hook. So, again, if you're betting the side, to me, it's got to be the National League. I'm just wary of the AL dominating this thing. I feel like I have a better edge on the under. So my play here on the All-Star game is under 7.5 at minus 120. That about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights podcast, episode 869. And it was a short pod here today, guys. But, hey, we got at least, talk about the All-Star game. Tomorrow, I don't know what we're going to talk about because we got no baseball tomorrow. Baseball doesn't come back, I think, until like a couple more days, the 14th, which is – when is the 14th? Is that Friday? Yeah, so we'll scratch and claw. We'll find something else to talk about over the next couple days, but maybe we'll really dig into some more win totals, which is maybe why I'm glad I saved them from talking about them today. So get a little more data over the next couple days. But anyway, that's it. I'm going under All-Star game. Again, you're betting the side. To me, the NL is the sharp bet here, but let's go low scoring, and I'll hope the NL wins for anyone who takes them. But that about does it. Guys, as always, reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, the Morning Bets pod, if you never in your life bet an under longest home run and you cashed it last night and you're feeling good and you got those insights here from the pod and nowhere else and you want to let me know you appreciate the hard work that I put in grinding in the arena every single day, then there's one thing I ask of you. Make me happy. Contribute to the wedding fund. Make my day. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or a friend. It'll mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, and all these little nuggets we talk about. Dog to fave line moves, fading trendy dogs, system plays, and also there's a chapter on the mental side of sports betting. You got to have some thick skin here because, as we know, sports betting gives you the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. But if you stay even keeled, I think it's the best way to put yourself on a successful course long term. But anyway, that about does it. Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, at the Encore in Boston, where me and my boys got after it over the weekend and had a great time, or, of course, in New York, breaking hail records every month in the Empire State, or out in the desert where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, or, of course, Stadium Swim, sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, with your feet in the pool, at Stadium Swim, with all the beautiful people, and pina colada in one hand and a sharp contrarian ticket in the other, the Mandalay Bay, the Superbook, my two other favorite books, anytime I visit Vegas, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you're going to show me one winner last night, 1-0, baby. Show me a longest home run under ticket from last night, and guess what? First one's on me, next one's on you. We're going to post about the book, sweat sharp contrarian plays all night long. So I wish you the best of luck, everyone. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But we are playing a long game. And if we can consistently get down, avoid the games that don't fit the model, and get down on the games that do, against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some CLV. If we can do that, we're going to be successful sports bettors. So enjoy the sweats, everyone, guys. Again, it's gamblers holiday, gamblers vacation, whatever you want to call it. But we made the most of a light slate yesterday, going 1-0. Let's see if we can go 1-0 here tonight. Again, I'm on the under 7.5, and man, that NL sharp line move is very appealing, but just under for your boy. But as always, guys, enjoy the sweats. Good luck. I don't know. Do you guys miss sweating 15 games a night in MLB, or are you kind of like, this is kind of not bad, getting a little break here? I think it's okay to recharge the batteries and, you know, just focus on your one sweat. So let's make the most of this All-Star break. We're halfway home, guys. Got a winner last night. Let's get a winner tonight. See if you can cash some tickets, as the wise man of Eason likes to say. That's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Enjoy the All-Star game.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.